Wyatt Sluggo of Kevin and Sluggo fame, and I'm not really sure where Kevin is. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I was hoping maybe you could check under your seat cushion, see if he's there, or maybe he fell behind your refrigerator. Could you pull it out and take a look, see if Kevin's hanging out back there? Doesn't look like it. Well, until we find him, I thought I'd throw on some of the worst stuff that he and I have done here on this little radio station over the last few days. Try to enjoy
it. You know how there are weird laws on the books?
Yes.
In pretty much everywhere?
Very weird.
And they never really get around to taking them all out?
Right.
I don't know why.
There's a lot of sex laws. You can't do this. You can't
Correct.
Do that.
Correct.
We could arrest you if we wanted to.
And, of course, no one gets arrested for it because
right.
they're old. Most of them are old and outdated.
Right.
But I found a bunch from Europe.
Oh, no.
In Milan, it's a legal requirement to smile at all times.
Oh, get out of here.
Except for funerals or hospital visits.
But wow.
Again, you can't imagine that they actually put
that in
practice.
But, I mean, it's one of those things. This is one of the most annoying things anyone can say to you. Hey, smile.
Yeah, I hate it.
Why don't you smile? You know, if you smile,
you'll like this one. During Munich's Oktoberfest, no person is ever legally drunk, no matter how much alcohol they've consumed.
Munich! That's awesome. That rules.
In Turkey, it is against the law to fall in love with a neighbor's son, daughter, wife, servant, or animal.
How are you supposed to keep yourself from falling in love? I can see maybe they
with
could
an
say...
an animal.
Yeah, specifically.
Yes.
And most especially with an animal. But, I mean, how are you supposed to keep from falling in love? I can see you're not allowed to actually do anything with them, but... You
can't
fall in love with him? Yeah. How are you supposed to stop that? Yeah, he agrees. It's not possible.
During Sweden's long hours of winter darkness, it is...
I don't know what's going on.
What am I listening to?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, you can't stop it? During Sweden's long hours of winter darkness, it is illegal to complain that you wish it was sunny.
Oh,
jeez. I'd have to shut my trap.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to,
I'd have to just stop complaining altogether.
How do these things get on the books, too?
I don't know how they ever started.
Right?
If someone knocks on your door in Scotland and requests the use of your toilet, you must allow them access.
Oh, sure. And he's got an axe and he's holding a head, but come on in. Have a pee. That's fine.
Doesn't say anything about an axe and a head, but driving while wearing flip-flops or sandals is a criminal offense in Spain that comes with a fine of €200, which is about $240.
That's actually not a bad idea because your flip-flops are going to fly off while you're driving.
You can get a fine for spitting in Barcelona.
Hmm.
As bizarre as it may sound, it's illegal to be drunk in a pub in Britain.
What?
That is still on the books.
I've officially broken the law in Britain. Yay! Man, I've been plastered.
It's legal to marry a dead person in France.
Hot damn.
How about that?
Happy Bastille Day.
In Tallinn, Estonia's capital, it is strictly forbidden to play chess during sex.
Again, I really want to know that.
How? What brought that
origins,
about?
Yes.
Huh. In France, tourists included are legally required to carry a portable breathalyzer in their vehicle when driving.
Wow.
You have to bring your own.
Yeah, what the hell?
You have to bring your own.
You know, I have one actually at the bar.
Do you?
Yeah,
just so you
funny.
Can see how
yes,
high
exactly.
you can get it.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
In Switzerland, it is illegal to flush the toilet after 10 p.m. if you live in an apartment.
Huh.
And finally, the strangest one that I've seen here in Denmark. If a person finds a lost child.
Okay.
They can claim that child as their own if a parent does not turn up within 2 hours.
2 hours? Wow. You know, forget all the adoption process. Just head over there.
Just go to Denmark, find a kid. The parents may not even know he's gone in 2 hours.
120 minutes and your life changes drastically.
You can claim that child as your own.
Now get to work. Go clean up the bathroom.
Right? Somebody needs to do some work around here. It's going to be you.
Why did we adopt you?
You're the new kid.
No.
Same as it ever was.
No. No, we're not doing this. No. No. No.
Keep
no.
turning my headphones a little bit.
No.
I need to be able to hear what's going on.
No, this is terrible. No.
All right, listen.
No.
You know my lifetime fear.
That's becoming mine, thanks to you.
He's sitting down on a toilet with a snake in it.
Snake comes up through the pipework and decides to have a little bite while you're having a sit.
Yes.
A sit down.
That has been my fear, and I've always tried to talk myself out of it as it being a stupid fear. And then about every 2 years, there's a story
every
of a snake.
2 years, it's like once a month lately.
Yeah.
Raul is out on the prowl to find them.
People are sending me so much.
KLOS listener extraordinaire Raul finds these stories that are true, that happened, that are fact, and sends them to Kevin.
He sent me, like, I don't know, eight huge spider pictures of eight huge spiders.
Oh, and then Noodles from Offspring joined
he
in.
He did as well.
Was like, hey, look at everyone. This, Kevin.
And when I say I have nightmares about spiders, I mean, I really do.
You have a reason to. You so, laid down one night and were bitten under the pillow that was hiding a brown recluse.
Yeah.
So you have a reason for that.
And it took 6 months before they took a skin graft off the side of my head and covered it.
I'll never hear from you again. No one will ever see you if your snake in the toilet ever comes true. Will
right,
you'll
no.
just vanish
no.
from Earth.
So here's another story.
Oh, my God.
Here's something to make you feel a little uncomfortable. It begins, of course, it's out of Florida, Hollywood, Florida. Imagine you go to sit down on the toilet
seat,
and there's an iguana thrashing around underneath you.
And I used to love iguanas, but having seen this video you just showed me, I'm not on board with them anymore.
Well, the iguana that's in the toilet is easily the size of the toilet. Yeah. Like, it's not able to be completely underwater. It's that big.
Yep.
Play some of the audio so I can bring this nightmare to other people besides myself.
Six, a CBS 4 News exclusive. Holy iguana.
Stop that right now.
Did you see what she did?
Stop it now.
No, your eyes are not playing tricks on you. That's what one homeowner found inside their toilet. Yeah, he says he found it in the morning and can't imagine what could have happened if someone in his family had to use the bathroom in the middle of the night.
In any family. All right, two questions here. How did it get there and how did it get out? CBS 4's Ted Skouten has answers.
I don't love this story.
No. I'm fascinated by it. I really, you know, if you had asked me 5 years ago or a year and a half before you got here, yeah. Like, if this was something that I thought really happened very often, I'd be like, no.
It happens. Nah. More in
a lot.
More in a place like Florida.
Of course.
But this iguana is almost too big to be in the toilet.
He's massive.
It's a huge animal.
We're going to have to retweet this at Kevin and Sluggo. You need to see this. It's horrifying. All right, so here's some more audio.
Yeah.
Lizard in the toilet.
Oh, my God.
You heard it right. Lizard in the toilet.
It's not a lizard.
Specifically, a spiny-tailed iguana.
Spiny-tailed iguana.
Yes.
He likes to bite.
By the way, those are quick to bite, is what they say later in the story. Oh, quick to bite.
Quick to bite.
Kurt Hilberth is going in to fish it out of his toilet bowl, dressed in protective clothing and gloves.
He has, hold up. He has like a construction helmet and gloves from another job. Like, he's covered head to toe with like catcher's gear on his shins.
He needs a taser. Maybe if he had a taser.
That's smart.
He first noticed it out of the corner of his eye when he went to brush his teeth a week ago Saturday.
It was so big that it was not submerged completely in the water, and it's got that tail that whips back and forth.
You sit there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So they kept going back and checking, like they wanted it to just go away.
Well, I mean, it should go back down the way it came
up. Well, you would think.
It'd be like, yeah, this place sucks. I'm out. Yeah, iguana out.
There's no ass here.
There's no ass to bite.
I'm sure is what it thought.
With encouragement from his family, Kurt tried to get it out several times, but it kept swimming back down the chute, eluding capture. On day three, he almost got it.
I'm sorry, hold up.
Whoa, day three.
On day three, he almost got it.
Wow.
Day three?
I hope they had another.
Are you going to sleep with that thing in there?
Thank you.
No!
You know what? I'm getting out of this toilet. I'm going to see what's down the hall.
I'm going to find a grenade and I'm going to drop
it. I was able to grab him by his back legs and part of the tail, and I was pulling out, and he was pulling in. The tail was going back and forth. Water was flying everywhere. There was total chaos inside the small bathroom.
Oh, no, 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 no!
She went back in?
Went back in.
Unfortunately, I was left with merely a hand full of tail.
Oh, come on.
So he pulled its tail off.
Iguana tail coming off.
Then they show the tail.
Oh, no.
In, like, the trash or something, and it's still moving.
What?
The tail's still moving.
What?
Like, it's still alive.
Oh, my God. This is a nightmare. This is actually a nightmare. Wow.
Here's what's left of that tail he grabbed.
Come on.
It's still moving.
It was still moving.
Whatever that thing is, it's not getting up.
That's when Kurt called in the experts. It's creepy thinking about what could have happened had someone not noticed in the middle of the night.
Right.
No kidding.
How do you I mean, I guess you let the family know no one used this bathroom.
Right.
And then you also put a sign up in case somebody gets up in the middle of the night and forgets.
And then you also burn the house down and run for your life.
For 3 days.
Forget it.
Before he calls in help.
No.
No.
No. Should have called in Wall of Voodoo. They would have known what to do. They wish they were in Tijuana eating barbecued iguana.
And sat down.
I mean, your bare behind is over the toilet. And
we understand how the toilet
You
works.
Don't need to describe that to Kevin. That's his biggest fear.
I mean, your bare behind your is bare on the toilet. Thank
right
you for explaining that.
To the iguana.
Hey, something with teeth. Something that can bite you down there.
Something right. with teeth.
We got it.
Is really a shivering kind of thought.
Yeah.
To put it mildly. Holy cow. I mean, what are they crawling? How is that happening?
Oh, they explain it.
Oh, okay.
And you're at a very vulnerable point.
No
standing
kidding.
Right here, perfectly on a stick. It was amazing.
Trapper Harold Rondan positioned a stick in the toilet, hoping the iguana would crawl out. And it did.
Okay, so they call out a specialist who puts a stick in and it just crawls out.
It's like, oh, thanks, guys. I'm happy to leave now.
Then
sorry
he
to disturb
tries
you.
To grab it and it turns around and goes back.
Go to hell.
So I went, grabbed him. He turned around, got caught with everything, went in the toilet, put my hand, was able to get him,
there.
And removed him immediately.
Here's the culprit, minus most of his tail, successfully removed.
The spiny tail iguana does tend to be more aggressive. It's quicker to bite.
All right. It's quicker to bite.
So that's the one you for sure want coming up your
it's
sewer.
Quicker to bite.
And loves the sewer, apparently. What?
Ron McGill from Zoo Miami warns, despite their claws, teeth, and spiny tail, iguanas can carry disease.
Oh, yeah, like that's not enough already!
Oh, we need more than biting my balls off.
All iguanas carry a variety of bacteria. The things they're most famous for are salmonella and botulism.
Great.
Great. They suck!
I'm going to have no balls and botulism.
I'll serve you right.
How to get in the Hellbirth's toilet?
Yeah.
It likely crawled in the sewage vent stack on the roof.
No.
Kurt found a way to fix that with some metal.
The sewage
on the roof.
Vent on
They're
the
coming
roof.
Through the roof. That sucks.
Right.
Wow.
That's my point.
I thought they're not coming up through the... Oh,
they're coming
man,
through the roof.
Wow.
Mesh.
And that's what I did to cap it off.
Yeah.
Can't get any creepier than this. Look before you sit down.
Hey, good
if
advice.
If you find an iguana in there thrashing around, shut the lid and don't try and get it out yourself. Call the experts.
All right,
what
good
experts?
Advice. Experts? I don't know. I think they called animal control or somebody.
Iguana toilet removal.
I'm telling you that that is going to happen to me.
That's Homer Simpson's new job.
Would it be funny if it happened to me?
Dude, I almost think at
I
this
think
point,
it would be hilarious, actually.
No.
It really would be.
I have to hate you to wish that upon you. I just can't. I would usually say it because it's funny on the radio. I can't even.
I sort of want it to happen because.
There, we heard it. We heard it.
Because I feel like it's. I feel like it's bound, like that's my future.
Right. Get it over with.
And I'm watching it in every one of these stories, and it's going to happen
so
to
just
me.
Get do it now. Yeah, not when you're 92.
Right.
Get it over now when you're 87.
Just let me go to Hollywood, Florida, sit on this guy's toilet, and let's finish it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were talking the last couple of days about OnlyFans and how they're changing all their rules and what does it mean for people who have accounts on there.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'm going to have to start putting my clothes back on.
I don't think that's warranted yet.
Oh, good.
Take it easy.
Woo!
But they are changing a lot of the rules to make sure some of the more aggressive.
Tawdry.
Yes.
Really, truly unpleasant.
Correct.
Stuff.
They're taking that
gets
off.
Squashed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they need banking.
Right.
And the bankers are like, I'm not going to
come
support
on, this,
you.
Yeah, this, wow, no.
I'm not going to support you.
Same thing with a weed. That's like a problem, you know, with
yes.
being able to cash flow and get the.
Exactly.
Yeah, banks to.
The exact same thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So OnlyFans says, we're going to tighten the reins here, and this is not going to be allowed, and this is not going to be allowed, and this is not going to be allowed.
Which is upsetting some strange people. I mean, I'm a little surprised at some of the people who are getting upset about it. Like, yeah.
Is Gene Simmons?
Yes, of Kiss. Is
on
calling
the phone?
In, yeah. And I think it's in
is
regards
it about
this
topic?
To this. I think so. Do you want to, shall we?
Gene?
You know, it's always a pleasure to talk to such handsome and powerful men.
Thank
Sluggo,
you.
Kevin, how are you?
We're very good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm living a dream. I'm Gene Simmons of Kiss.
That's true.
So, you know, you have to understand I'm handsome. I'm 26 years old.
I'm sorry?
And I have a huge penis. So you know, my life's fantastic.
Well, sure.
Comes in
all
handy,
right.
Yeah.
What are you calling about, Gene?
Well, with COVID, you have to understand, Gene Simmons is always looking for different revenue streams. And with COVID, it hasn't been the easiest time for KISS and us playing live or selling records.
Things but I mean, do you need money?
Kevin.
Yes.
You can always be richer.
Okay. All right.
Or rich at all.
One thing that, if I could teach you one thing today, it's that you can always make more money.
Okay.
So Gene Simmons always looking for alternative revenue streams, and I found out that OnlyFans is a great place for anyone to really make some money. But I just wanted to make sure that what I was doing was kosher.
Well, I mean, they did change their rules in the last couple of days.
Were you planning on doing pornography of some sort?
Well, Sluggo, what if I go ahead and run it by you? What some of the ideas I was having for OnlyFans?
I mean, we have read pretty in depth the new rules for OnlyFans
and talked to someone who's making about what $20,000 a week.
Yes, sort of understand. So run your ideas by us.
Okay. Well, here we go. I found out that Twitch streaming and gaming on top of pornography, it's actually very, very big on OnlyFans. You know, big gamers will make lots of money.
Right.
So I was going to play different games on Gene Simmons' Twitch stream, but with my dog.
I got to be honest, having looked at the rules, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that is a little,
that's questionable.
Is it?
I think.
It's not interacting necessarily, not with another person.
I think you're good there, Gene.
I think you should give that a go for sure.
Thank you. It gives new meaning to the word joystick. Thank you very much.
That doesn't help. What else you got?
I found out also if you mix the sexual stuff with comedy, it also takes you over the top. It gives you a little bit of an extra boost.
Okay.
I wanted to try out some of my comedy with you two and see if you know, maybe it passes the muster
test. You're doing comedy now?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Old lady.
Old lady who?
I didn't know you knew how to yodel.
And you're going to do this naked?
I'm not positive that would work.
I don't know.
Any setting,
if it's
for
Gene
any reason.
Simmons here doing it on...
Try another one.
How come the melons didn't get married?
Why did the melons not get married?
They can't elope.
Only if you're naked.
These are like dad jokes. What are you talking about, Sluggo? This doesn't work even if he's naked.
I know some people who would watch because it's Gene Simmons telling these.
All right, what else you got?
Sure.
I'm going to redo The Love Boat.
Okay.
Scene for scene, every episode of The Love Boat with some of my celebrity friends and our dogs.
Sort of like puppetry of the penis?
I don't...
Right now, my dog is Captain Steubing. I'm looking at it with a nice hat on. I've already signed on James Vanderbeek, Bronson Pinchot, that's right, Cousin Balky, Urkel.
Urkel! No, draw the line there, what? Please, stop.
Mark Knopfler.
And his brother's in arms?
That's right, everybody, the entire band. Dire Straits is all going to bring their dog.
I see. And what's going to be happening on this Love Boat?
Well, you know, like I said, I'm going to recreate it scene for scene, much like they did, your friend Jimmy Kimmel did with other different 70s
sitcoms.
I got you. But I'm going to do it completely with my phallus and my friend's phallus. You know, I think it could be exciting. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about launching a campaign, a political campaign.
Oh.
Things are in such disarray here in California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start my campaign, and I think OnlyFans is a great place to start, you know, kind of from a grassroots effort. What do you think? Make America again?
Come on! Come on!
I think it's got a good ring to it.
Come on, Gene, for God's sakes.
What?
You and I have had actual conversations where I told you I hate that word.
I don't understand what you're talking about, Kevin. I've never had that conversation. Not one.
Thank you.
Not one.
Thanks, Gene. Good luck.
All right.
I look forward to it. I didn't even drink that much beer today, and I'm burping up a storm. What the hell? Real nice. You're lucky you're on the other side of the room.
Yes, I am. Congratulations to Ken from Mission
Viejo. Ken.
Just won $6,500 by identifying our 1 second of nonstop wrong.
And this was a pain in the butt for people. I'm going to go ahead and play you the clip that everybody couldn't get.
This is Def Leppard Photograph.
And here is the clip we were playing. But now here's the solution, so you can really hear it in your head. Always weird when you actually hear the rest of the song.
Because it seems so easy.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, congratulations to Ken and Mission Viejo. So we'll do it again soon.
Why do people love dad jokes?
That's a good question. I mean, they're painful. They're embarrassing.
I think that's what dad jokes means. It's the kind of lame joke that your dad would like, I think.
I guess.
Right? Because why else would they be called dad jokes?
Did your dad tell jokes?
No.
Mine either. I think that's weird. That occurred to me. Like, just when we were starting to talk about this dad jokes weekend, you're going to get a lot of them this weekend.
Yes,
all
you
weekend
are.
Long. And $500 in gas to hopefully tie, you know, make it all better.
Why don't crabs give to charity?
I don't know why.
Because they're shellfish.
Oh, sounds perfect example of
right?
a dad joke.
So you can see what happens, and you don't love it.
No, but you do. There's something
but
about
do
it you,
you
do. Well, I don't know. Give me another one.
Why did the man name his dogs Rolex and Timex?
I don't know. Why.
Because they were watchdogs.
Oh.
See, God. Because Rolex and Timex.
No, I don't. But you particularly hate dad jokes.
I really sort of do.
Now, let me ask you.
It's in the same category as puns and wordplay because
right.
95% of the time, it's not creative. It's just the first thing that comes to your head
yes.
and you say it.
Right.
And it's not really
Nina,
that
you
funny.
Say wordplay. Now, I want you to take a look at this piece of paper. You see there's some writing on it?
Yes.
Well, here's someone walking up going, hi, how are you? Oh, hi, how are you? That's a play on words right there. So I don't think it's possible to win you over to this horrible nuss.
What's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament?
I don't know.
Live stream?
Oh, man. Those are just so painful.
My wife asked me to sink her phone, so I threw it into the ocean.
That's funny.
See?
Now, that's
occasionally
funny.
They're good.
Yeah, one out of 5,000 are always.
So we're looking for good dad jokes. At 818-955-KLOS. Yes, to
win you over, maybe.
Well, I mean, to win
us
people over
yeah.
in general.
And to get you ready, to kind of give you a good punch in the stomach to get you ready for this weekend.
Why is grass so dangerous?
Why is that?
Full of blades.
Oh, man. These are just...
How do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
I don't know.
You'll see one later and one in a while. What do you call a dog that can do magic?
I don't know.
A labracadabador.
Oh, man.
Got to be honest, that was a tough one to read.
Yeah, you did that well.
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? This is the kind that just makes me want to punch somebody. The punchline is because they're so good at it.
Oh, no, that's actually kind of funny.
Is it?
Yeah, but that makes you want to hit somebody.
What happens when it rains cats and dogs?
You have to be careful or you'll step in a poodle. I remember that one.
Boom. Nicely done.
First one. I'm happy I don't get these.
Why do cows wear bells?
I don't know.
Because their horns don't work.
Oh, man.
See?
Man. That was terrible.
What do you call a fish with no eye?
I don't know.
A fish.
Okay, that one's kind of funny. I don't hate that one.
All right, so 818-955-KLOS. Funny dad's jokes. I got hit in the head with a can of Diet Coke today. Don't worry, though. I'm not hurt. It was a soft drink.
Oh, man.
Right?
It's just, you know, that guy in Singapore that's going to jail? People that tell dad jokes should go to jail. Yeah, he's lucky, too.
A cheese factory exploded in France. Debris everywhere. Because brie, because, all right, we're taking your dad jokes. We're hoping for good ones because there's a lot of bad ones.
And we're going to keep count, see if anybody
dad jokes by design are bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's why they're called dad jokes.
Right. Cheesy, corny.
Yes.
Yes, but kind of love them. They're going to happen all weekend, so you might as well get
correct.
Used to them.
In honor of Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Honor, quote unquote, yeah. of Father's Day.
So, dad jokes, you have one?
Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why?
He was outstanding in his field. But why did he win a medal?
Oh, boo! See, you gotta tell it right!
Sorry.
Wait, why did he... Hold on. So there's a guy in the field... Wait a minute.
Why did the... Listen again.
No, we're not listening again!
Dad! Come on! Get on your meds! Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Yeah, I have a dad joke. What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
Difference between in-laws and outlaws, I don't know.
Outlaws are wanted.
Oh, all right.
Don't hate it.
No, I don't hate that one. Okay, so that's one and one hate and one like so far. One hate, one like. Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your dad joke.
All right, so my dad joke. I was actually out at breakfast with my dad, and another dad came up to us while we were sitting there at breakfast, and my dad called him the wrong name on accident. And the guy, the dad, said, oh, you know what? It's okay. You don't have to call me the right name. Just don't call me late for dinner. My wife will kill me.
Nope.
Nope. That's a hate. Yep. Thank you. Thanks. So that's two hates, one like.
He said because. Like he was going to explain it to us.
Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your dad joke. So it's
two. I got a couple of them.
All right. Let's give us your best one.
Yeah.
All right. The best one. What do you call a woman with one leg?
A woman with one leg. Eileen?
Eileen? Yeah.
You got it. What do you call a woman with a wooden leg?
A woman with a wooden leg.
Peg?
You got it. What do you call a guy with no arms, no legs in the middle of the ocean?
Bob. Maybe my dad did tell these jokes back then.
Well done.
I don't know. I guess that's a plus. That's
sure.
A okay.
I mean,
all
I
right.
Guess.
So two
yeah.
to two. Hi, sure. KLOS. Let's hear your dad joke.
Hey, what's the best game a dad can play with his kids?
Best game a dad can play with his kids. I don't know.
Come and pull my finger.
Pull my finger. All right, well, that won it over. I was like, well, that's not going very far.
That was a terrible joke until your sound effect.
I think it's still a lose, though.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's cheating.
Yeah,
hi, KLOS. Sound effects are cheating. KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Okay. First of all, I just want to say I've listened to both of you forever.
Nice.
I was listening when Sluggo admitted to committing a crime.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I don't have any idea what, huh?
That far back.
We don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
We're asking for dad jokes.
Why can't you run through a campground?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You can only run. You can only ran because it's past tense.
Why can't you run through a...
You can only...
Ran.
Ran. Oh, past tense!
Oh! Yay!
Wow!
All right, that's a plus.
I gotta tell you, that's on us.
Yeah, that was
we
sad.
Were slow.
What? What'd you say? Well, that don't get
it. Said something on the phone just now.
Wow, that's on us. Well done.
Well played, sir. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear your dad jokes. Try and stump us.
Did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger will be doing a movie about classical music?
No. Oh.
He'll be Bach.
Oh. J.S. Bach or Christian Bach?
All right, we're going back to the phones now for dad jokes we can stand. Do you have one?
What do you call a monster that likes to dance?
Monster that likes to dance.
Monster? I don't know.
A boogeyman.
I kind of like that one.
But it didn't deserve
I'm your boogeyman. Oh, I should play. We should play Casey. Do you want to request Casey and the Sunshine Band for our All Request Fest today, sir?
Go for it.
Or maybe White Zombies cover.
Go for it.
Right on.
I'm putting that down in the hate category. Sorry.
Oh, you
sorry.
Are? Really? Sorry. Oh, so what's the score now?
4-3. Four hates, three likes, which is way better than I thought.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Yeah. Do you know when a door is not a door?
I do not.
When it's a jar.
Your door is a jar.
Nope.
Thank you, sir. Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Hey, what's the difference between a coffin and a condom?
I don't know. I'm afraid.
They both cover stiffs, but one's on the way in and one's on the way out.
Well, that's a naughty dad joke, and
that's
I like
pretty
it.
Good.
Yeah, that's solid.
Well
thanks
done.
Hi, KLOS, let's hear your possibly naughty dad joke.
Well, I've been looking for my wife's killer for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like nobody wants to take the job.
All right, that took a second, and I like it.
That's funny. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's solid. Thank you.
We're at 5-5.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm very
maybe
shocked.
This weekend isn't going to be as painful as we thought it was going to be.
No, it is.
Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
What do toys and boobs have in common?
Toys and what?
Boobs.
Boobs?
Toys and boobs.
Toys and boobs.
They're made for children, but the dad plays with them the most.
I mean, all right.
All right. Okay. That's not a hate?
That's a hate.
I think that is really. Damn it. Sorry. Yeah. Thanks, man. All right. Hi, Caleb.
These are all wordplay. That's why I don't like it. It's all wordplay.
That is what they are, basically.
Yeah. All right. Dad joke.
What do you call your pudgy psychic?
What do you call your pudgy
psychic?
Psychic.
I don't know
your pudgy psychic. What do you call your pudgy psychic?
We got that part. What's the answer?
A four-chin teller.
Four-chin teller.
Yeah, I got it.
No, I like that.
I'm going to go heat.
Ah, I like that one. Thanks, man. Hi, KLOS. KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Yeah, what do you get when you cross a parrot with a tiger?
A parrot with a tiger, what?
I don't know, but it talks, you better listen.
Yes, that's true.
Nope.
That's a hate. Well, we're sliding into the hate category. Now we're not going to pull back out, are we?
I don't know. It's 8-5.
Oh,
that's not bad.
Still not bad. Hi, KLS, please give us one we like. So Kevin will be on board with dad jokes from now on.
Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
No.
He won the Nobel Prize.
I mean, listen, I don't hate it.
Wait.
But I do hate Sluggo.
Nobel Prize.
For laughing so much.
I don't like it.
See, when you laugh that much, then that makes me go, not that good. But all right, we'll put that in the win category.
I'll be quiet from now on if I'm amused, and we'll decide if you...
So 8-6.
8-6.
8 hate, 6 like.
Pretty good. All right, so hi, KLOS. Dad joke, please.
I have a joke.
Yeah, go.
Why do little girls put fish in their pockets?
I don't know. Why?
So they can smell like big girls, too.
I don't think that's a dad joke. Exactly. I think
that's a love.
I think that's Billy out on the field. Playground.
Thanks,
man.
His dad told him it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What?
All right, so where are we at now?
We're at like...
7-8?
So that's 8-7, yeah.
Wow.
8 hate, 7 like.
Wow, 818-955-KLOS. The fighter's foo waiting on a war. So Dave is a dad. He's got to be the silliest dad on earth, don't
you think?
I would
think so too, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I spend a lot of time, money, and effort child-proofing my house, but the kids still get in.
Yeah.
See?
That's quality.
Because you have a dad joke?
All right, my first Father's Day on Sunday. I think I got a good one.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, what did Buddha say when he walked into the sandwich shop?
I don't know. What did Buddha say when he walked into the sandwich shop?
Make me one with everything.
Don't hate it. All right.
Nice. 8-8,
eight,
right?
8.
Oh, woo. Well done, sir, and enjoy your day, man.
Thanks
for calling.
Too.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your dad joke.
Three words. Pull my finger.
Right.
Do we need the sound effect, though. That's the only thing that makes it work.
Oh, don't you get that?
Yeah, let's hear the sound effect.
That's a pretty,
pretty good
one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Applaud that sound
Wait,
effect.
Does that make it 9 now?
No, that's the same joke as before.
Okay, yeah, same joke as before. All right, let's make this the last one.
Okay.
The deciding joke.
All right.
Okay.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your deciding dad joke.
Yeah, hey, what kind of bees don't sting?
Oh, here we go.
What
I don't
kind
know.
Of bees don't sting.
I don't know. What? Who? What kind?
Boobies.
Boobies. Yeah, he did.
Awesome. He left.
All right, well, hold on now.
Happy Father's Day.
Where are you? Right back at you.
I mean, I feel like that's...
Thanks.
I feel
really?
Like I like that.
Really?
I like the movie
Wait,
one.
So it's 9-8?
9-8.
In favor of dad joke?
Correct.
Kevin is on the dad joke side?
I mean...
Holy cow! It's a Father's Day miracle.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You were just singing that song.
I was,
here in the studio. Please sing along for everybody now.
Nope.
Go do it. Sing it.
Nope. We got business now.
Beautiful.
So...
Moving.
Listen.
Touching.
Listen.
Yeah.
I wear Crocs because they're comfortable.
Are we back to the Crocs?
Yes,
why are you feeling guilty today?
I'm not.
Wear what you please.
I am not feeling guilty.
You have that stunning little blazer on and your short skirt, and you look great with the Crocs. Don't let people give you crap.
I'm not letting people give me crap, but two people have given me crap a long time.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Who
One
would that be?
Is our friend Maren Dungy.
Right.
Who then posted a picture of herself.
Oh, wearing Crocs.
In Crocs.
Oh, yeah. She's come around to the dark side.
And then today on the podcast, I heard that there was an apology from Miss Allie McKay.
Allie, really?
Allie.
You apologized?
I apologize.
What?
On a lot of levels. I'll tell you, there's a lot of levels. I've made fun of Kevin for his Crocs for, I'd say, 6-7 years.
Yes.
As well you should.
Yes.
As well you should. But mostly because he wears them with socks. I mean, that's a travesty. That should never happen.
Hold up for a second. This is Allie trying to take the high ground now and go, down with Crocs, just not socks.
Just no socks.
F you. Okay. Let's talk about the Crocs.
Here's the thing. I moved to Maine, and I have a yard for the first time. I, you know, never had a yard. I'm not rich like Kevin. Sprawling grass everywhere.
You shut up, woman.
I had to do things like, you know, gardening, and then it had rained, so I was trekking across the lawn
I don't like where this is going. You aren't saying you're... No.
No, Sluggo, I'm like, I can't let my Vans just... They're going to be wet all the time. I've got to get something that I can slip on and off.
What? Right. And after making fun of me for 6 or 7 years, what happened?
I went to the website and I said, well, I'm not going to get any of these. These are horrible. But what about just a plain old black pair? That would be fine.
Unbelievable.
Right? You guys, I got them yesterday.
What?
Why didn't Kevin ever tell us how comfortable they are? Those are delightful.
Effing believable. She mocked me on Twitter and Instagram endlessly.
Why is everyone coming to the dark side? I'm not going to wear them. You guys are trying to force me to wear them, aren't you?
I'm
going to tell you right now. It's like the drug dealers that first taste the tree. Do not put your feet in the Crocs.
Right.
Don't put your feet in them. You're done. Put your feet in those, and your little piggies are going to be like, this is amazing.
This is what happens is when people stop saying that they're ugly and try them on and they realize how comfortable they are. By the way, I agree they're ugly. I'm down with them being ugly. I don't care.
Yeah.
But they're comfortable.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Super comfortable.
Yeah.
So try them. No! Just try
them. Leave me alone!
So, Allie, I didn't hear your apology. Did you say anything like, I'm wrong, you're right? Anything like that?
I mean, it was inferred, but if you need me to say that now, I totally will, Kevin.
Bean played a drop over it when you were saying it.
Oh, was this on your podcast?
Yes.
It was.
Yeah, she was saying it, and Bean was playing a drop. I did hear it. I was just kidding. But
I am sorry, Kevin. You were right this whole time.
Yes.
And you know what? Here's the thing, Kevin. You're right, because why does it matter that they're the ugliest shoe in the world?
That's what I've been saying the whole time!
Why not just wear them? I wish you had said
God.
He never mentioned it once. Allie, are you wearing socks with it, though?
Don't bring the socks in.
Here we go. Yeah, we can at least stay this ground.
No, because we know...
Kevin, it looks ridiculous.
We know that this is going to change as well. So let's not get into an argument.
You going to start wearing socks someday with them?
I accept
it. Oh, winter time, I'm going to be like, you know what would be great? Some socks.
I'm telling you, when you don't care what they look like... Because you're yourself, you will effing wear socks, and you'll love it, and you'll text me back and say, you were right about the socks as well.
Allie, are you going to get Bean on board with this? Do you think he's going to start wearing Crocs with his...
Bean has already said I'm off the show, so now I'm... I don't know what to do,
guys. That's the right call on his part. I mean...
Come on down. I guess I can have two people in Crocs in the damn studio at the same damn time.
Oh, this is so satisfying after 5 or 6 years, six or seven years.
Oh. I'm glad I could do that for you.
Say it again.
Crocs, if you're listening, you're a delight on my feet, and I apologize, and send me more. I'll wear them.
You're trying to get free Crocs now?
Check you out.
Free Crocs
you got to work the system.
You're way smarter than I am. Shit.
So where can we hear the formal apology as it occurred, young Allie?
You can listen to us on, the worst name of a podcast ever. It's a cup of tea and a chat with Allie and Bean, and it's on Patreon, and it's fun.
It is. It's nice. Allie, what was your original name for the podcast? You had a great name you wanted to do.
Thank you so much, Sluggo, for asking.
Yeah,
because
it was good.
Bean had moved to England, I thought it would be great to be Bean and Abroad.
See?
Because I'm abroad, and then abroad, right?
That is a great idea.
Beautiful. Yeah. You change that. You make him change that.
All right.
Have you ever tried to make Bean do something?
That's true.
Allie, you rule. Thank you for the apology.
Yay, Allie.
Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye.
Sammy Hagar taking on David Bowie, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, and Heroes.
Bob Dylan, of course, has been the subject of tribute concerts and documentaries and fictional films and books.
And the father of Jacob Dylan of the Wallflowers?
Correct. And now, on May 10th, 2022, Dylan will add a new museum dedicated to his life and career.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. Where's it going to be?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa? I don't want to have to go to Tulsa.
I don't know.
That's a long ways.
I'm not positive why it's there, but it's apparently going to contain a collection of more than 100,000 items spanning Dylan's career, including handwritten manuscripts, notebooks, correspondence, films, videos, photographs, artwork.
Dang.
All kinds of stuff. So I thought we would speak with the man himself as we go to the Heineken 00 hotline. Bob Dylan,
what?
Welcome to the Kevin and Sluggo Show.
Dude, you're pulling out, man. That's
right?
Amazing. Hello?
Hey, Kevin Sluggo.
Yeah, it's good to have you on.
Hey, it's good to be on. How are you doing today?
Yeah, so it's going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, you're saying? Is that what you, is
Tulsa,
that what you said?
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah.
Okay, and what kind of stuff have you donated to it?
I ain't donated nothing. They bought it all.
Oh, you sold it all?
Yeah, I'm selling everything. Everything must go.
I a little more excitement.
Deep and sell them cheap.
How do people buy Bob Dylan stuff? You're not having a garage sale.
They write me a check.
I see, yeah.
And then I send them boxes of crap.
Okay, I understand. Do they know what they're getting? You just send them crap. It's a grab bag.
Just empty the garage. And just send them, again, just papers and things and this. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. Because, you know, I just sold my publishing rights $300 million.
Your publishing rights went for $300 million?
Yeah,
I thought he said something about tires or something. I was confused.
Yeah, that's sometimes hard. Difficult.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, a little confused. Yeah.
Yes.
No, $300 million in my publishing aid. Kiss my old ass.
Now, I heard that you also had a solo album coming out, or you're planning on touring until COVID.
Yeah, I was gonna go on a tour, but then COVID came and I couldn't tour because I'm old and I die.
You are old. Yes, that's true. So are you gonna reschedule the concerts or no?
Yeah, I'm gonna go back on the road and just sing all the songs that people love and make even more money. I'm gonna be old and rich.
I didn't realize you were greedy. That seems like the opposite.
Oh yeah. No, I love money. I love me some money. I'll sell anything. Oh, yeah, anything. $5, you can have anything.
For $5,
wow.
We can have anything.
Nice.
Everything will go.
How about like a guitar? Do you have one of those?
I have a guitar. I'm Bob Dylan.
It's Bob Bleeding Dylan.
I'm saying you said anything for $5,
right.
So I'm suggesting $5.
I'll send you $5. Yeah, no problem.
Can we stop by later and pick it up?
Are you going to be there when this museum opens?
No, it's in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We got a bunch of CDs here. Remember compact discs? You don't have a CD player, do you?
I don't.
Do you have one in your car?
I don't.
Oh, man.
I don't have a CD player anywhere because it's all streaming now.
Yeah.
So you could give me the CD and I would not be able to listen to it. That's really odd.
That is very odd. Lockdown 2020, Sammy Hagar has covered a whole bunch of famous, well-known songs. He also came up with a few, The Circle of Their Own, and it's all on this album. The Who he covered, Three Little Birds, Bob Marley, For What It's Worth, which has always been one of my favorite protest songs. And, of course, the Heroes one you've been hearing here on KLOS. He covered David Bowie. Heroes. Damn good job of it, and I think we should give some of these away to the people who still have those CD player things, which does include me.
I think you're gonna have to earn them, though.
Yes,
are you?
I agree.
Are you a fan of hockey?
Me? No, yeah. I like vodka though.
Love hockey.
Love
so much.
Vodka.
Well, the names are very similar,
right?
So we are going to play a game called Hockey Player or Vodka. We'll just say the last name.
Do we have to talk about vodka, though? Because I'm still recovering from a weekend of lots of
yes,
vodka.
Yes, we do,
oh my
unfortunately.
God.
So
all
I'll
right.
say the last name, right? And it'll either be a hockey player
or a
vodka.
Gotcha.
Yes. So you call 818-955-KLOS, And if you're able to name the hockey player or just pick, you just have to pick between the two. You have 50-50 chance.
Yeah, either hockey
or vodka.
Yeah, and you'll get yourself the Lockdown 2020 from Sammy Hagar in the Circle. So 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. Call now.
955-KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are playing a game called Hockey Player or Vodka.
Pretty self-explanatory.
They sound very much alike,
right?
And we're going to have you pick which one. If you don't know, I mean, it is a 50-50 shot, so just take a guess.
Yep. And we got a pretty nice, sweet prize for you from Sammy Hagar. He was kind enough to hook us up with a hell of a lot of CDs of their new album, Lockdown 2020, with all those covers. We've been playing a lot of Heroes, actually, from David Bowie.
So you get that if you win.
Yeah.
All right, who's this?
This is Daniel calling from Victorville.
All right, Daniel, are you ready to play Hockey Player or Vodka?
Yes, sir.
And if you get it right, this beautiful compact disc could be yours.
All right,
awesome. I don't have a CD player in my car, but I have one in my truck, so it works out.
And if you get it wrong, by the way, we come and track you down and kill you. I don't know if you knew that part.
Sobieski, Hockey Player or Vodka?
Hockey player.
Wrong. Vodka.
Oh, damn it.
That's a vodka. Oh. Sorry.
Well, we have to go track him down.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Ed.
All right. Lakewood. You ready to play hockey player or vodka?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go with Mauna Paloa. Mauna Paloa.
Mauna Paloa.
Yep.
Sounds like a volcano to me.
Vodka.
What's that?
Vodka.
That is a vodka.
Oh.
Yes.
Well done, sir. Hold on, don't go away. We'll come and give you this lovely compact disc.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark. Kuznetsov.
Wow.
Kuznetsov.
Oh, yeah, that's a hockey player.
That is a hockey player. Well,
nice. It helps, I guess, to know your hockey.
Well done. Hold on. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Who's this?
This is Thomas.
All right, Thomas, I'm going to say the name, and you have to tell me if it's a hockey player or vodka.
You know, we should have been doing shots between every one of these.
Yeah.
Totally blew it.
We're dumb.
Come on.
We should have all of these vodkas lined
up.
Yes!
Ah.
We're dumb. All right, here's your name, Karnensky. Karnensky.
Hockey player or vodka?
Hockey player.
Hockey player it is.
Ding, 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 ding.
You got the CD. Thanks for calling. Hold on, please. KLOS.
Hello.
Who is this?
My name is Benjamin Grooms.
Benjamin, are you ready to play hockey player or vodka?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. Here's your name. McGillney. McGillney, is that a vodka or a hockey player?
I'm not familiar with that name in the current NHL off the top of my head, so I'm going to say that's a vodka.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is hockey. I'm sorry, that is hockey.
Always go with your gut.
Thank you for playing, though. KLOS, good morning. KLOS,
nope.
Who's this?
late at night.
Yeah, it's evening.
Who are you?
My name's Steve.
You want this CD? It's very kind of Sammy Hagar to provide us a whole bunch of copies of Lockdown 2020, his new cover CD with the Circle. You want one?
Hell yeah.
All right. Is this a hockey player or vodka? Kovalev.
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 Sounds like a disease.
Hockey player.
Hockey player?
Yay!
Right.
Well done, man. Right on.
How are they doing this? Congratulations. Let's do one more.
One more. Yeah.
All right. KLOS, who's this?
Hold on, I don't have anybody.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, are you ready for hockey player or vodka?
Yes, sir.
All right. Popov.
Popov?
That's a vodka.
That's a vodka.
Yay!
It's a vodka and a hockey player. It's both.
Check you out.
You win either way.
Wow. You couldn't have lost on that. Unless you had told us to screw off or something.
Thanks. Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game.
Hey, right on. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And greetings unto thee, sir. I sat out at the pool this past weekend. Mm-hmm. That was a mistake because I am basically bait for mosquitoes. They love me.
That is weird how some people either don't get bitten.
Yep.
Or consumed. It doesn't bother them.
Or, yeah, it doesn't,
or doesn't bother
them.
Them at all.
I was like, you know, there's like six people.
And
or
other people get destroyed.
Yeah. And they didn't get any bites at all. Like no one else. No one's complaining. But I always do. If I sit outside for 10 minutes, that's one of the flimsy excuse for never going outside. But,
sure.
Yeah. But, Ox, so I came up with this new product that I found, and I would never even think to, but I was like, I'm so tired of spraying, like, cortisone and all this other stuff on my...
To get it to stop itching?
There's this thing called Bug Bite Thing. And it looks like a...
I'm sorry, hold on. What's the name?
It's actually called Bug Bite Thing.
First of all, I adore that name.
Right? It's a good name.
That's a great name.
Right?
And I don't think I've ever used the word adore before.
Yeah, this does seem like a first, actually.
What does it do?
Well, sort of like, it looks like a little tiny mini penis pump, sort of.
Okay.
It's just a...
I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Yeah, it's just sort of here. From what I've seen on the internet. It sort of looks like a, you know, a little tube... You know, they're the...
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, okay.
So you put it over the wound, over your bite.
Right.
And you pull, and it becomes a suction cup inside there. You pull up these two things on the side of the tube until it's pretty damn tight, until you really get a good suction inside there.
So it's stuck on your leg over the bite.
Over the bite.
Okay.
And you leave it there for about 20 seconds. And I was like, this is ridiculous. It's not going to do anything.
When did you order that?
We ordered a couple months ago when summer was starting. This is the first time I used it. I haven't been outside the whole time. I haven't sat outside once.
Was there any hesitation to buy the product with the name Thing in it?
No, I'm like, bring on the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the weirder the better.
Sure, of course.
So I had very low expectations for this.
Of course.
But I'll give it a shot.
You knew that you were ripped off, but it was a funny name, so good on them.
It was pretty cheap. Sure, exactly.
They deserve it.
And I'm like, don't you suck venom out of snake bites sometimes?
That's what you're supposed to do, yeah.
If you know what you're doing, so you don't get it in your mouth as well. So it seemed like a fairly good idea. I was like, all right, I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
You leave it on there for 20 seconds, so it's just kind of dangling, you know, staying on your leg.
Stuck to your leg?
Yeah.
Okay.
And guess what? As soon as I took it off, the itching and the pain was gone.
What?
Gone. So it kind of sucks the venom or whatever. And it says it's good for bees. They say it's good for mosquitoes. They say it's good for,
ants. Yeah. What is it that makes you itch from a...
What's the actual
bite?
Whatever, like, it's sucking the blood out of you, but it's also...
Right, but then it leaves something...
Yes, and that slowly spreads into your system, so that's why it becomes itchier and itchier as
it goes.
And so this sucked it to the surface, and it didn't really pull it out, necessarily.
It would have to have a little bit.
Yeah, but it keeps it from going... Now, after a day, it started to come back. You're supposed to use it right away, but the annoyance
Not watching mosquitoes...
Exactly.
Your arm,
no, you
so
never
you
know until
when.
Later.
Yeah.
But as soon as you feel it, as soon as it starts bugging you, that's when you actually use it. And I was stunned.
Is it a venom sucker?
It's kind of a venom sucker. Yeah. Yeah. Suctions out insect saliva and venom from under the skin. That's what it does. And stunningly.
And it works.
Stunningly, it worked. It actually helped.
I'm going to need a second opinion.
I
would try it. How much was it?
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
It couldn't have been much, or you wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah, exactly. Being a cheap bastard, though.
Right.
No, it really couldn't have been very much. I'd guess $20, something like that.
So you put it on a bite, and it sucks the venom up, and your bite doesn't hurt.
I did not bother me. Yeah, it did not bother me the rest of the night. In the morning, it has, and I haven't used it again, I just thought. But, I mean, for it to have worked like that, I've never had any kind of relief from these damn mosquito bites all my life.
No one has.
Yeah. So
it's a venom sucker.
Yeah. And stunningly, it kind of works.
What?
Yeah, it really works.
I'm going to need a better recommendation than it kind of works.
Well, that's for $20.
For
that's
one
pretty
day?
Good. Yeah. Now, the next morning, this morning.
Did you try it again?
I haven't tried it again, no. I did
why,
get around
when
to
it. Started itching, why did you not go, I'm going to try this for day two?
You know, I had important work to do, and I was already at the office.
You forgot.
And, I didn't think about it.
But I'm kind of
shocked. What's the name of it again?
Oh, wait. I'm getting a text here, confirmation. It's
$7.
$7? Online, and it's called Bug Bite Thing. And I want you all to try it and see what you think. Two for Tuesday, man. It's two from the crew on 95.5. I don't know why I'm talking like
that. What's that accent?
I have no idea. I apologize for that.
That didn't work for me.
No, it didn't work at all.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And we welcome to our studios Emo.
Yay!
What's up?
Who we just met.
How are you?
I've met Slug. I've known him for a few weeks.
Okay, I just met him.
We worked over at Jack FM together.
That's right. Not quite at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
There's still a connection there going on.
How long have you worked at KLOS?
I've been here about a month, but as I was telling you...
How many weeks have you taken vacation?
Just one.
Already a month.
7 exact days. Maybe 8 days.
She went to Hawaii for a week in her first month.
That's the way to do it.
It's been planned, okay?
That's a player move.
That rules. Yes, yeah. Agreed.
Totally.
So why are you here?
I am here because I am the social media gal here at KLOS, and Friday is National Radio Day.
Oh, no.
So I know we're all worried here.
National Geek Day, in other words. National Dork Day.
We'll have to figure out a way to sabotage that.
Yeah. That's the goal. All right. And as with my goal, we're going to be doing a post of each of the DJs and just some random fun facts. So I thought I'd ask you guys some little questions here.
Uh-oh.
Emo asked us yesterday if she could ask us some questions. And Sluggo says, as long as you do it on the air. So we don't know the questions. And we're not sure how this will go, but let's give it a try.
All right. We're going to start just kind of basic and boring and simple.
We got married 3 years ago. And Sluggo and I have been...
You're looking at the questions.
High school sweethearts.
We'll get a little bit deeper for round two for International Radio Day when that comes up. So, because it's radio and we're in music, what's your favorite band to start it off?
Oh, wait, let me answer his.
Or maybe get, that's what I was going to say, maybe do a little newlywed game because you've been married for so long and against each other.
I believe that Kevin is a big fan of Rage Against the Machine, number one band.
He is correct.
And me?
Ding, ding.
Me, dear?
Kelly Clarkson.
Of course.
Otherwise known as the Pixies, basically. So, yeah.
I mean, the same.
It's close. There's no, difference. Exactly the same. Yeah, they've produced each other's records many times.
All right, I'll be sure to tell the world.
Speak a little bit closer to the mic.
All right.
There you go.
That's good? All right, here we go. All right, and going with that, what's your favorite record? Doesn't have to be from the same band, and you can do the whole guessing game again.
Hmm. Wow.
Favorite record?
I'll have to be
from the same band. That's interesting.
I'll say out the gate, I can't do that. I've never been able to narrow it down to one.
I know,
one.
It's hard.
I can't.
That's the doozy.
I have.
Yeah, I'm more of a song fan as well.
Yeah, you've seen my playlist. There's on my one list, there's like 20,000 songs just on one list.
Sluggo, literally. Since the day I met him, has made music lists.
Yeah.
And he has... thousands of
them. Yeah, I'm obsessed.
So. What kind of list are you be talking here?
Everything. I mean, I'll go from classical to punk to rock, which is what I started with was rock. So I don't know. So what do you have a favorite record? Like a young Kevin?
I mean, it's any of the Rage albums.
Really, any of them.
We'll do that.
Yeah. Also, Foo Fighters. I love them as well.
Yeah.
All right, noted. What's the wildest concert you've ever been to?
Rage Against the Machine.
Okay, we've got a theme going.
Yeah.
In the... What's that tiny little place on Sunset?
The Roxy?
Holds.
Whiskey?
Nope, further down.
Viper Room?
Nope, further down.
Troubadour?
Troubadour.
Nice. Well done.
And it was right after they came out with the new album and they were doing Testify and the whole Troubadour was a pit.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
And it was... awesome.
That's amazing.
And I may have gotten injured. What year was that?
That's probably 91?
Maybe.
Somewhere around there.
Ish.
Yeah. I can't really say the wildest. I mean, the first show I saw was Adam and the Ants, and it was at a club, a little bar in Phoenix, and it was rowdy as hell, and there was a couple of punk bands
opening. Were you old enough to be there?
Barely. I was the only one that was driving. I was 16, and I had kind of gotten my hands on a car, and so my friends...
Kind of gotten my hands on a car?
It's a long story, but it was legal-ish. But, yeah, so I had the car, so they took me, basically. And they're like, you are a kid, you drive. You can't drink, so you drive. And then
what a little narc you are.
Yeah, yeah. But I would say the loudest show I ever saw was Nine Inch Nails at the Palace.
Yes, I love that one,
ooh,
too.
Good stuff.
That
was that
insane.
One?
That was 93.
That was probably the 60s?
Four, yeah.
No, I think it was mid-90s.
And that,
yeah,
that
maybe so.
Also great. And The Cure there as well was great.
My ears were ringing after
and
that.
And AC/DC at Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was there. Front row, 2016.
Nice.
Staked out all day. Done that quite a few times.
Yeah, the first two Lollapaloozas were
pretty.
I always
say that was my loudest concert.
Yeah.
The loudest by far was that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we can do two more questions.
All right, let's see. Let's see what we can do. All right, what's the worst mistake you've ever made in radio?
I think we share a page on this one, young Kevin.
We did a thing called Confess Your Crime.
You've said those words. Stack would be pissed.
It was very early in our career.
We did not know what we were doing.
Nobody
in Phoenix would have cared. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody would have paid any attention.
I don't... there's not time to explain.
Yeah, it was a...
But I'm...
Save it.
But I am writing a book about time over there. And I spend a lot of time describing how that came about, what happened,
why how much money we paid,
why we were thinking the way we thought,
how much community service we did,
how much trouble we got in, all of it. Okay. Yeah, it was just stupid.
It was really
stupid.
There's
a lot of anticipation then for wanting to know what happened.
It was incredibly stupid.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's too long.
We actually made books, school books, textbooks for broadcast students what not to do. And that's the truth.
That's true.
That's
more
your specialty. Actually, yes. Then.
Yeah.
That's happened a couple times.
Yeah. All right, one more.
I can't wait to hear. All right, this is a good one for you to answer about each other. Okay. What is either the weirdest, most awkward, or most embarrassing thing about yourself?
Wow.
Wait, to answer about the other person.
Well, you can do it about yourself or the other.
The weirdest? Say it again.
Just weirdest thing about you, or just biggest fun fact. I know that's pretty broad. You can take your time.
Yeah, I know. I
know that's...
Wow, here's the thing. We don't embarrass easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy,
so
that's
a lot
true.
Of stuff that's wrong with us makes us laugh instead of
being
embarrassed.
It. We actually make a living out of it.
But not being able to put together a sentence structure with words in the right order?
Yes.
For me is a pretty big one.
I think being in radio, and yet I am probably more introverted than Bean, even.
Yeah, you are.
40 years in this business, and I could never, ever leave the house, and I'd be fine.
Whoa.
Like, ever talk to anyone.
Yeah, he'd be perfectly fine.
Yeah. Well, not anyone, I wouldn't say, but yeah. Not go out ever again or do anything. I'd be fine.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird.
Good answer.
Right on. Okay.
I'll take it.
Well,
I'll take it.
Thank you, Emo. Thank you so much for coming and asking us weird questions.
Of course. Well, you'll see that posted on our social medias. On Friday.
Nice.
Nice tease. Well done. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and...
some guy. Bill?
Sluggo.
Yes. Oh.
Sluggo. Here's the headline. People recovering from COVID may have substantial drop in intelligence.
Hence, you're forgetting who I am? Because you had it twice?
I had it twice. I didn't have a lot of...
Brain power to begin with?
Intelligence to begin with. So having it twice and beating it twice means that I had... People who beat it once have a substantial drop in intelligence. I don't know what the word is for twice.
Ladies and gentlemen, my pal Kevin here had a COVID twice, a year apart, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you had fever dreams. You were in the hospital.
It was pretty
emergency
awful.
Room on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that was a great New Year's Eve.
So let's see. When you have a fever, a serious fever like you had, isn't it possible? I mean, it's killing your brain. It's hurting your cranium.
Right. I mean, it was...
Thinking process. I can see that this is true.
It was 104.
Yeah.
A little below, a little above 104 for a while.
And you were seeing stuff that wasn't there.
I was.
You were telling Bean how much you loved him, but he wasn't in the room.
It was a weird
time. I
want to
marry you, Bean. You're calling people.
My daughter literally had to put me back in bed because I was chasing people around.
Wow, that weren't there.
And she's like, go to bed! She's angry because this is like the fourth night in a row I see people.
So she's talking to you like a four-year-old. So in other words,
and
maybe
it worked.
Yeah.
The long-term effect of COVID-19 infection could include a drop in intelligence, according to research. Between January and December, scientists conducted the Great British Intelligence Test.
Oh, Great British!
That examined the IQ of 81,337 people.
Mm.
Among those were 13,000 people who had been infected with the virus.
Okay.
Tasks requiring problem solving, planning, and reasoning were harder for them than for people who didn't have the virus.
Right, but did they test those same people before they got the virus? I mean, there'd have to be like a baseline.
Do research into their research?
There should be a baseline.
I'm not smart enough to research this article.
Well, but you were before you got COVID.
I was before I got it,
The second time, the first time.
In the worst cases, when people had been on a ventilator, I was not.
Mm.
To beat the disease, the researcher recorded a 7-point drop in intelligence.
Wow.
That's a solid drop.
That is.
That takes me down from like a 40 to like a 33. So that's not ideal.
Sure you got 40. Shut up, man.
So these results accord with reports of long-term COVID, where brain fog, trouble concentrating, and difficulty finding the correct words are common.
Ooh, that last one. Maybe you had COVID before anybody in the world had it.
Let me just say that is that I had brain fog, trouble concentrating and difficulty finding correct words long before COVID.
You're way ahead of the curve, man.
Am I ahead?
You're the one who started. Were you in Wuhan by any chance? I had it on people.
I had it when I was like a high schooler. That was my problem.
Look, this is your brain, and this is your brain on COVID.
So
okay?
Apparently,
any
questions? I've dropped in intelligence, and that's not great. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
So that happened.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
How often are you on Zoom?
You know, I haven't had to do it like most people have through this damn pandemic. I'd say once a month with friends and
stuff.
Yeah,
it's about the same.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. So not too much.
But
not like a lot of people.
I feel like it would steal my soul. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, really?
I just. I don't know. There's something different about being in a room where you can read body language
and maybe
tell people to shut up.
And sneak out on the floor when you're bored with the whole
thing. Whatever you need to do.
It is a lot harder to sneak out of a Zoom call. Unless you like, yeah, I mean, there really is almost no way to really.
I mean, you can, you know, fake the background and stuff like that. And
just take
a picture of yourself. You can do it.
Sure.
Zoom is adding games that you can play with your friends and coworkers.
Oh, nice.
They're adding games.
So like the people are finally paying attention to the important meetings and they're like, screw that.
They're adding games that you can play with your friends and coworkers directly in the video conferencing app.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you don't even have to leave the app to play.
Oh, nice. You can sit there and listen to Joe go on about the sales statistics.
And you're playing poker.
Definitely do. Oh, my God.
You're playing poker against another person that's not listening. It's called the Zoom App Marketplace, and you'll find games like Live Game Night Poker.
Sweet.
Where you can play with up to 10 people.
Oh, nice.
On the call.
In a this is sort of like off to the side in a room or something?
Separate pop-up.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
How about that?
That's great. Well done, Zoom.
So you can have up to 10 people play together in face-to-face matchups, according to a release from the video game company partnering with Zoom to launch the game.
Debbie.
So they have that, yes.
Debbie, I'd ask a question about sales figures. Debbie?
Yes.
What a nightmare.
There's another game called Kahoot.
Kahoot.
A game that lets users create multiple choice quizzes.
See if you're in cahoots with somebody.
So they say you're supposed to go to Zoom, log in, search for live game poker, or heads up. In Zoom App Marketplace, install the game, then you start a Zoom meeting as usual.
Is it live now? It's happening now?
I believe so.
If not, very soon.
The way it's making it sound in this article, it sounds like it is.
That is awesome.
So you can install Live Game Poker Night before you have a Zoom call. And
that's
then
great.
Just not pay attention and play a game.
See, we're here to help you get through all the crap. The man wants to keep you down.
The man wants to bore you to death. This is what I would have to do to live.
Oh, no kidding.
I couldn't.
That's why we do this job.
Yes.
We couldn't do things that normal people do.
Agreed. We're just not skilled.
No. We're happy to play on a Zoom with you, Cole.
Yes, of course. Now we can play games. I'm in. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I feel bad. I haven't checked in on Jerry Cantrell and his cats yet. He's on Instagram with his cats. They're so cool and really weird, and he's always doing little adventures in his backyard with his cats.
Sounds fun for you.
Yeah, I should check in on him.
Rihanna is now officially a billionaire.
That must be nice.
Did you know she was that rich?
No, I don't think Jerry Cantrell's that rich.
No. No, he's not.
No.
Wow,
Rihanna's a billionaire.
Rihanna's real name is... I didn't know either.
Dave.
Robin Fenty is officially a billionaire, according to Forbes.
Well, I guess they'd know.
They track and publish data on the world's wealthiest individuals. And Rihanna, who's 33, is estimated at $1.7
billion. Wow.
Making her the wealthiest female musician and the second richest woman in entertainment behind Oprah.
Wow, good for her. That's
cool. How about that?
That's crazy.
It's her makeup line.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, on the music? I mean, now they don't get any money for the music anymore.
Forbes estimated Fenty Beauty alone... is worth $2.8
billion. Wow. Dang. I mean, I am wearing her foundation right now.
It looks great.
Yeah, thank you. I feel better about myself.
In 2018, the makeup brand, which sold at Sephora stores, was generating more than $550 million in annual revenues, earning more than Kim Kardashian West.
Good.
And Jessica Alba and Kylie Jenner and all these other celebrities who have these lines.
Hey, I'm way out front. What do you think about that?
$2.8 billion. She actually has $1.7 billion.
Wow.
which is hot, is fairly good.
Do you? I was actually able to line her up.
I know you. How did you get this phone number, dude?
It's hard work.
She's not going to answer.
Hard work.
She's not going to recognize
in the middle of the night. Plus, I talk drunk. No, your Heineken 00 hotline. Let's say good afternoon, Rihanna.
Holy iguana, Batman.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't understand that.
Yeah.
Rihanna?
Oh, really is Rihanna. That's
yes.
Awesome.
Listen, we were just calling to congratulate you on being the first female musician who is a billionaire.
Oh, me, I'm a billion-dollar boy. That's time to rock a ton. Diamonds encrust my vagina.
Did you say you bought diamonds to
encrust certain...
Your vagina?
Yeah.
I did, man. Say, make a new chastity belt, cover me vagina, gold plate with a diamond. Even to go through the window. Me don't have to deal with poor peon like you, chaka chaka, nah, yeah.
Look, I don't even know what I would do if I had $1 billion. What is the first thing that you did when your cosmetic company took off?
Kill people.
What? Did you say kill people?
That's right, man. When you have $1 billion, you can murder people. Get away with it.
Wow, nice.
I was not expecting that answer.
We're digging graves all over, right near the beach.
Can you share some of the people that were on your list or on your list?
Let me tell you, man. Tom Selleck, blood clot.
Well, that's a shame. I kind of liked him, but...
Scott Baio, blood clot.
Oh, Scott Baio. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Screwface, I know. Yada, dirty.
Sure, yeah.
I'm not getting any of that.
Could you maybe buy a translator with all the cash you have?
Could you maybe suck my...
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Kevin, I'm a little afraid to ask you this question, but when was the last time you had an on-air confession?
That would be June 4th of 1990.
Wow, you even remember that.
Because
Wow. Dang. So I'm a little afraid of this subject.
That's the last time.
1990, that's good.
Yep.
Wow.
So Jasmine Sullivan goes on Instagram and says, it's time to share your secrets with me.
Right.
And her topic was things that you won't ever tell your significant other.
Okay, right.
But we'd like to say things you won't tell family and friends.
Yeah, anybody.
Well, it doesn't have to be your significant
other. Maybe along the lines of post-secret, you know, just something, I love that.
Yeah, some kind of secret that you have that you haven't told anyone, and you can give us a false name or whatever, and it'll be anonymous.
Yes, please do give us a false name. We like it better that way.
Make it up that way, yes. But tell us a secret.
Yeah, let us hear
it. It's Kevin and Sluggo Confessional. Now, we have to be very clear here. No crimes.
Let's stay away from that subject.
We don't want crimes.
We've been down that road. We don't like that road. We're going to stay on the superhighway.
I'm still bruised from that road.
Yeah, no kidding.
So something that you haven't told your family and friends.
Yeah. Did you have a couple of...
These are ones that you didn't tell, weren't going to tell your significant other. So one is, his daddy's looking at me and I'm looking right back. These are the people that responded to her Instagram Live.
Right.
That she had toilet paper in her booty.
Nope.
Well, yeah, you know, I can't finish that.
But, all right.
Yeah.
Sure. But yeah, just more normal secrets, I suppose.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
More normal things that nobody knows.
The examples that are here because these are really crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But something that you've not told your family or friends.
Yeah, spill it. You never said it out loud, whatever it
is. Maybe it would do you good.
To join
the Kevin and Sluggo Confessional.
Yeah, step into our little confessional booth here and spill it.
818-955-KLOS.
Confess! Confess! Fetch the comfy chair.
I don't think we're supposed to yell at them at the beginning.
Yeah, you confess. You tell us your deep, dark secret. You do that.
Welcome to Kevin and Sluggo's Confessional. How long has it been since you've confessed?
It's been a while.
Okay.
Well, I was walking around, not with toilet paper in my butt, but I had a skirt on that had a slit down in the back. And I went into the dressing room and I had changed and I tried on some clothes and I came out and I put my skirt on a little bit too high, and I was walking around the store, a public store, there was a lot of people, and apparently I had my slit open from the back so I could, and I was wearing a thong. So
wow,
everyone could save me. And wow. As I was exiting the store, there was a gentleman that he told me after I went through the whole store that I was walking like around like that the whole time.
I wondered if anyone would say anything.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, because I think I would feel...
I would have a hard time walking up and go, but I would want to.
But I would feel sorry
for
you because you don't know you're doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But would you actually walk up and say, excuse me, miss?
I think I would.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's try it out. What store do you shop at? We're going to start hanging out over there. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kevin and Sluggo Confessional.
I still watch SpongeBob, even though I'm almost 30 years old.
Hey, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. You know what? Give us four Hail KLOSs and you'll be good.
KLOS.
Woo! Nice. Perfect. Done. Thanks for calling.
By the way, I still watch SpongeBob.
Oh, you got it.
It's not embarrassing.
No.
KLOS, hello.
I would absolutely never share with the world that I put my ball in your mouth.
Just never not funny. I don't know why. Just never not funny. All right, 818-955-KLOS. Spill your secrets. Give us a call now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Professional radio.
Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Welcome to Kevin and Sluggo's confessional.
Have a seat, my son.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, so my confessional is I was living in Paris, and I'm just coming back from school, and I'm got like a little bit of congestion, and as I get on the escalator to go up, I feel something in my throat, and I reflexively coughed.
Oh, no.
Not really thinking about it, and this big old green loogie went shooting right up the center of my mouth, right on the dead center of the guy in front of me's back, a beautiful, expensive woolen coat.
That's fantastic.
And everybody around us, except for him, saw it.
So he didn't feel it?
I was trying to reach over there and grab it off his coat without him noticing, and I did.
Wow, nicely done.
Wow.
Wow, really nicely done.
That's miraculous.
Yeah. Did everybody cheer? Or did anybody clap? Anybody laugh when they saw you get it?
No.
Yeah.
No one said anything, but I got a lot of really nasty stares.
Come on, man.
No, I can see that.
No, it was an accident. He coughs, and then he actually deals with it.
Thank you for calling, David Copperfield.
Thanks, dude. That's awesome. Hi, KLOS. Confess.
Hi. My name is Joy.
Yes.
Okay. Is that your confession?
I like to snort.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You like to snort?
Yeah. You like to snort what?
No, I like to smell my own dirty underwear.
Oh! That is a good confession! That's kind of what we're looking for. I love that. How long have you had this particular obsession?
How exactly did that start?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I was sitting on the toilet, and... I just wanted to know what it smelled like,
Wow. All right, that's awesome. Thank you so much for that. I was not expecting that, I have to be honest. Yes, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. You know, it's a damn shame we had to beep most of what she just said there.
No kidding.
Hello, KLOS. You have a confession?
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to Kevin and Sluggo's Confessional.
Hey. Yeah. I wanted to confess something I did when I was like 5 years old.
Wow, okay. You've been carrying that around a while.
And I'm 78 now.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm 78 now.
Wow, really?
And you want to confess something you did when you were
73 years ago? I love you. You're amazing.
Right.
All right, cough it up.
So I've gone to a movie. I've gone to see a movie with my aunts. This was a small village in India, okay?
Uh-huh.
So there were no seats. There were just people sitting on benches.
Right.
And there was a movie sitting in front of me with a baby in her hand. And her baby's foot was sticking out from behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And I pinched the baby's foot, and the baby started to cry, and I got such a kick out of it that all throughout I kept on pinching the baby's foot. So the poor mom had to get up and leave the theater, leave the movie, because the people who are around her were...
is fantastic.
Wow, that's beautiful. And did that, so you feel guilty about it over the last few years, or you still think it's kind of funny? Because we think it's kind of funny.
No, well, see, I'm not what I am 5 years when I was 5 years old, right?
Yeah, so if you're five,
what do you do?
What do you expect from a five?
Person now,
yeah,
you know?
Sure. Sure you are.
You're the best.
You're listening to KLOS. I don't know.
Okay.
Dude, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. That wraps it up for us today. Greg B. Harold is here.
Yeah, and Kevin, I wanted to talk to you because I saw Fast 9.
Right.
And I was told by our boss that you weren't a fan.
Well, I mean, it's a movie.
Whoa.
If that's what you're saying. Whoa. But I liked it because I knew that it was going to be a movie.
Yeah, but it had Han. Han, justice for Han. That was the whole.
What's a Han?
I got it.
What's a Han?
I don't know what a Han
you
is.
You can Tokyo drift right out of here, buddy.
Oh, all right. You kids and your films and your fast women and stuff.
By the way, why so soon? You just saw Fast 9?
Yeah, I get around to things eventually. Have you heard about this Star Wars?
No. That sounds dumb. Did we learn anything here today?
Yeah, we learned don't poop if you're in a pit at a show.
Oh, right. That is a good
That seems like good advice.
Yeah. I better write this down.
Men who mumble are sexier to women.
True, totally true. That's 100% true.
And I think we sort of proved that false.
No, we totally proved it.
And during Kevin and Sluggo's confessional, a 78-year-old man called to confess that when he was 5, he pinched a baby's foot to make him cry, and so the mom would take him out.
He was guilty about it for 73 years, man. It's probably my favorite call ever.
Oh, he did a service today. He got it off his chest.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh,
that's what we do good for people.
Damn straight.
Let's pretend that's true.
All right, Greg is wandering in next. Where's your Coke, man?
It's down the hall.
Cool.
Dr. Pepper Zero with cream soda.
Wow. Ooh, that's not bad.
Yeah, I'm going to get you one to try.
All right. All right.
And I'm off to pet the kitty. Bye.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
KLOS, good morning. KLOS,
nope.
Who's this?
late at night.
Yeah, it's evening.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
I was on the Sand Rock in 1969 when John Lennon left the Beatles, but he agreed not to make the official announcement just yet, which means the recording of I Want You, She's So Heavy was the last time all four Beatles were in the studio together at the same time. S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, Night, Bay City Rollers, was played live on this day in rock in 1975 on ABC on Howard Cosell's short-lived Saturday night TV show. Billy Joel got his star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood on this day in rock in 2004.